This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do this. Let's go to Marcus Johnson, Bucks television analyst for Fox Sports Wisconsin. Marcus, how you doing, buddy?
Absolutely wonderful. How's it going, man?
We are doing well. I don't think in any way, shape, or form you would ever be as disparaging as I am. However, I don't think Derrick Rose, for those who want to see Derrick Rose come to Milwaukee, would be a good fit. I think it would be even better if maybe Brandon Jennings would end up in a Wisconsin uniform. But what do the Bucks need right now with some guys that are a little bit nicked up and banged up?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, I guess a lot depends on Dele, how fast he can get back. Malcolm Brogdon is going to take a little bit longer. But, I mean, you know, you're kind of in stopgap mode right now. Jason Terry's playing a lot of minutes. Sean Kilpatrick, you're running him in and out. The one, I guess, benefit that you have is that Giannis can be a primary ball handler for a lot of the minutes that he's on the floor, but you don't want to overdo that. You know, do you go out and look to get some help at that position? I'm not sure Brandon Jennings right now is the guy, but I read Twitter too. I guess he was spotted in Milwaukee, so I don't know what's going on with that. But somebody that the Bucks organization they're familiar with, and I guess he had a pretty nice run over in China. So and for me, it's always about a guy like that. It's not so much when you get him or who you get, but it's when you get him. And right now, I think at this point in his career, he's just looking to finish on a positive note, play with a good team, and to enjoy basketball once again. And I think he's starting to do that.
This team right now, as they started to head towards the All-Star break, you get Jabari back. Tell me how you think Jabari has kind of fit in and felt his way through this short period of time with this team.
Well, look, you know, Jabari has done really well. And I thought the Miami game would be more the norm for him in terms of kind of struggling, at least out of the gate. But he had three really solid double-figure games right off the bat once he returned. And, he looks confident. He's still trying to, figure his way out with the knee and everything in terms of what he can do and what he's kind of easing himself back into. And all that's to be expected. A little bit of reticence, just on a couple of things, jumping in a crowd, I think, once the first game back. But, again, that's all to be expected. But overall, I just think he's exceeded expectations. Now, the Miami game, to me, that was kind of how I expected him to kind of struggle a bit, just in small parts of the game, catching balls, being defended aggressively, how he responded to that. So you look at the template to me as a guy like Zach LaVine from Chicago, another guy who spent a year out. He came back in January. He's had some up and down games, but he sprang a 35 point game on the Timberwolves. He had a game winning steal and dunk. I think his last ball game, and so it's going to be that kind of a year where it's going to be some really really positive moments for Jabari. Going to be some moments where he struggles and seems like he's running in quicksand at times. But again, that's all to be expected. But overall, man, I'm just really, really ecstatic. And that's why you don't have to really do anything major at the trade deadline, because you're getting a guy like a Jabari Parker back in February right around this time that's going to give you a great, great boost in terms of what he does off the bench and the dynamics that he changes once he's on the floor.
Marcus Johnson, television analyst for Fox Sports Wisconsin, covering the Milwaukee Bucks. And you talked about kind of getting that veteran guy back and being that guy in Jabari. So with the change at head coach and what Joe Prunty's been able to accomplish and Jabari coming back, you'll get some guys back from injury. Most people are saying this team should be a top four team in the East. Do you see it the same way?
Look, we're half a game out. Half a game out from being a top four team right now. Now, look, let's kind of temper the excitement and enthusiasm, and we all are kind of filled with it right now. But, let's keep it real. Some of the teams that we've played during Coach Prunty, Coach Joe's first 10 games, nowhere near world beaters, and you know, the talking about the Knicks and Brooklyn and the Knicks again and Orlando, and I mean those are teams that you should beat, but they did go out and beat them. What I look at the defensive rating over those 10 games. Bucks are number two in defensive rating. I look at how we're defending the three-point line. We're number one and number three defending 20 to 24 feet. Number three defending 25 to 29 feet. So the new kind of defensive approach seems to be effective in terms of stopping the three-point field goal attempts. Number two and three-point field goal attempts, that's down to about 10 a game, to 20 to 24 feet attempts. So all those numbers are really, really encouraging. Now, let's wait until after we get back from the All-Star break and get a look at Toronto and New Orleans and the Wizards and the Pistons and the Pacers a couple of times, the Sixers. We got Houston in those games. So that's going to be our kind of baton, kind of death march. If we can get through that and have a winning record after playing those caliber of teams, then you know you're headed in the right direction. But now things are going as well as could be expected, and Joe Prunty, I think, is you know, I talked to Joe a lot the last couple of years that I've been here, and he is just a brilliant basketball mind, both offensively and defensively. We've had some spirited discussions on a variety of topics, and so his main thing is pace. He's a real big guy on it. It's not how fast you play, but how fast you cut, how fast you move, how quickly you initiate your offense. I mean, all those things he prefers more than just looking at a team that shoots the ball quickly just for the sake of shooting it quickly. So all that being said, I'm just encouraged. I'm encouraged. I like the attitude of the guys, the mindset of the coaching staff, and I believe that we could very well be a top-four team in this conference.
Real quick before I let you go, and also wanted to ask about the rest of the league in the sense, at least I should say more so the conference. The Cavaliers and the Celtics still battling towards the top, but the Cavaliers making unbelievable changes. And it looks like LeBron just said, give me a bunch of young, energetic, athletic guys, and I'll figure it out. And it looks like they have. How big of a change in your mind was that to see all those different players, six guys, traded away, coming into this system, and the fact that will they be able to put it together in time to figure this whole thing out?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you don't want to go strictly by how they looked against Boston, but man, I mean, and look, I've watched Jordan Clarkson in L.A. a lot this year, and I've always loved his game, and now he's in a situation where I think he could just thrive being a second or third fiddle to LeBron on the floor. George Hill is one of the top three-point shooters and always has been since he's been in the league. He's just been a knockdown, catch-and-shoot three-point shooter, a great defensive player, bigger point guard. Larry Nance Jr. gives him some athleticism. You know, Hood, to me, is kind of an underrated, you know, smaller guy at 6'6", but he plays about 6'7", 6'8", Rodney Hood, who could also shoot the three at about 37, 38%. I mean, you look at the guys they bring in, it's a bunch of young, athletic guys that's going to help this defense. That's where they had their issues. They were 29th in defense. And so you got to get much better than that to be competitive in this league, have a chance to win. I think they are a legitimate contender to win the Eastern Conference now.
Well, we always know when you got LeBron, you're the legitimate contender, but I just don't know how much better they got. I thought that might have been a train wreck. And, boy, the first couple of games out of the shoot, holy mackerel, they look good. So.
Well, and remember, Kevin Love, you know, you're still going to get him back, you know, right around playoff time, too. And, again, the biggest issue for them and Ty Lue is going to be chemistry and working through developing consistent chemistry. And, again, that's why you can't go by that first game. Everybody's on that sugar high, this big, you know, adrenaline rush because it's the first time playing together. They're going to have some issues at some point. But based on what I saw early and based on what I know of the players that they acquired, you know, Isaiah Thomas didn't fit. I mean, I posted something on Twitter. Take a look at it. LeBron threw a ball away to him. He immediately kind of broke down in shoot-tying mode, and LeBron just kind of scowls when he looks back at him like, man, this dude, get him out of here. I can't take this no more. Mm-hmm. And he's kind of showing up LeBron on that play. And so it wasn't a good fit. So they had to make a move. They made it. And I think they really helped themselves tremendously.
Without a doubt. Always good to talk to you, Marcus. We appreciate you joining us for a couple of minutes, okay?
All right, my pleasure, man, always. Thank
appreciate you. It, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Marcus Johnson, television play-by-play voice of the Milwaukee Bucks, or analyst for the Milwaukee Bucks, I should say, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.